Good morning, everyone. Today is the 21st of May, 2023, Sunday morning. And we're going to have a little hymn and psalm sing. I've entitled this video, All Things After the Counsel of His Own Will. All Things After the Counsel of His Own Will. Have you ever had a situation where you couldn't figure out what the next step was and you were trying to figure it out, and all of a sudden God just gives you an answer, brings you the solution? That happened to me this last week. I was looking for something and all of a sudden I got an email and I got a link, and it was the answer to what I was looking for. So I thank God for that. I'm going to turn this camera around. We're going to sing some three hymns and three psalms. Okay, the first one we're going to sing is number 7 in the old school hymnal. When morning gilds the skies, awakening cries, may Jesus Christ be praised, alike at work and prayer, to Jesus I repair. May Jesus Christ be praised. Does sadness fill my mind, as all us here I find? May Jesus Christ be praised, or fades my earthly bliss. My comfort still is this, may Jesus Christ be praised. In heaven's eternal bliss, the loveliest screen is this. May Jesus Christ be praised. The powers of darkness fear when this sweet chant they hear. May Jesus Christ be praised. Be this what life is mine, my canticle divine. May Jesus Christ be praised. Be this eternal song in all the ages long. May Jesus Christ be praised. It's been a while since I sang that song, as you could tell. The next one is 286, Dark and Thorny is the Desert. Do you ever feel like you're in a dark and thorny desert? Let me get a swig of coffee here. Mm-hmm. One night I got a call from a lady and she said, Larry, you need to change your style. She says, you know what it looks like? It looks like you're sitting in a recliner with a cup of coffee, delivering your messages. And I said, you know what? That's exactly what I do. I sit in the recliner with a cup of coffee. Dark and thorny is the desert, through which pilgrims make their way. But beyond this veil of sorrows lie the fields of endless day.
feeling howling through the desert, making tremble as they go, and the fiery darts of Satan often bring their courage low. Oh, young soldiers, are you weary of the travels on the way? Does your strength begin to fail you, and your vigor to decay? Jesus, Jesus will go with you. He will lead you to His throne. He who dyed His garments for you, and the winepress trod alone. He whose thunder shakes creation, He who bids the planets roll, He who rides upon the tempest, and whose scepter sways the whole. Round Him are 10,000 angels, ready to obey command. They are always hovering round you, till you reach the heavenly land. There on flowery hills of pleasure, in the fields of endless rest, love and joy and peace shall ever reign in triumph in your breast. Who could paint the scenes of glory, where the ransomed dwell on high, where the golden harps forever sound redemption through the sky? Oh, their crowns, how bright they sparkle, such as monarchs never wear. They are gone to heavenly pastures, Jesus is their shepherd there. Hail, ye happy, happy spirits, welcome to the blissful plain. Glory, honor, and salvation reigns with Shepherd ever reign.
Okay, the next one is page 114. Morning Light. Have you ever had a bad night and thought came to you, if I can just make it till morning? I know I've had that happen. If I can just make it through this night and make it till in the morning. Oh, the night of time soon shall pass away, and the happy golden day will dawn, when the pilgrim's staff shall be laid aside, and the king we crown put on. We are watching now for the morning light, for the new Jerusalem to come. We are waiting still for the Savior Christ, who will call His children home. Oh, the happy day that shall gild the hills, when the Lord shall come to earth again. Oh, the happy hearts that shall welcome Him, when He comes once more to reign. What a joyful time when the earth shall gleam in the light of an eternal day, when the saints shall sing unto Christ their King in their golden glad array. We are watching now for the morning light, for the new Jerusalem to come. We are waiting still for the Savior Christ, who will call His children home.
Okay, we're going to sing three of the Psalms. The first one we're going to sing is Psalm 94a. 94a is one through 15 of that Psalm. I guess I better get on my reading glasses here. I'm not getting any younger. I'll let you start that one.
God of vengeance, O Jehovah, God of vengeance, O shine forth. Rise up, O ye judge of nations, render to the proud their worth. O Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked boast? Arrogant the words they pour out, illumining all the taunting host. They, Jehovah, crush your people, and their heritage distress. They kill sojourners widow, murder they the fatherless. And they say, Jehovah sees not, Jacob's God does not have eyes. Understand those stupid people, O those, when will you be wise? Who the ear made, does he hear not? Who formed eyes, does he not see? Who warns nations, does he smite not? Who men teaches, knows not he? All the thoughts of men the Lord knows. Knows that but a breath are they. Bless the man whom you chastise, Lord, whom you teach to know your way. Give him rest from days of trouble, till the wicked be your throne. Our Lord will not leave his people, will abandon not his own. When to every verdict given, justice shall come back again. Everyone whose heart is upright, we'll see righteous judgment then.
Okay, the next one is 37b, and that's from Psalm 37, verses 7 through 15. 37b.
Rest in the Lord, wait patiently, fret not for anyone. Who prospers in the wicked way, come pleading schemes begun. Come pleading thou by anger stirred, make thou of wrath thy end. Fret not thyself for fretting will, to evil doing tend. For evil doers sin shall be cut off no more to stand. But those who wait upon the Lord inherit shall the land. For yet a little while and then the wicked shall not be. His place thou shalt consider well, but him thou shalt not see. The meek and humble are the land, inheritors shall be. And they shall then delight themselves in full prosperity. The wicked plots against the just, and grinds his teeth in wrath, because he sees his day will come, the Lord at him shall laugh. The wicked men have drawn their swords, and bent their bows to slay, to cast the needy down and kill the men of upright way. But yet the sword which they have drawn shall enter their own heart. Their bows which they are bending shall in broken pieces part.
Okay, the last one we're going to do today is 73C. It's taken from Psalm 73, verses 23 through 28. Yet evermore I am with thee. Thou holdest me by my right hand. And now in thou my guide shall be, thy counsel shall my way command, and afterward in glory bright shalt thou receive me to thy side. For whom have I in heaven but thee? None else on earth I long to know. My flesh may faint and weary be, my heart may fail and heavy grow. With strength of God my heart restore. He is my portion evermore. They perish that are far from thee. Lo, in their lewdness they shall die. But surely it is good for me that unto God I should draw nigh. I refuge take in God the Lord, that all thy works I may record. Dear Lord, we pray you would be with us today in this service. We pray that your word would shine forth and that those that are your people would be encouraged. We ask in Christ's name, amen. Well, we're glad to be with you this day, this Sunday, the 21st of May. And I want to talk today about something that I started to touch on a minute ago there, and that is that there are times in our life when we don't understand really what we should be doing, what should be the next step in our life, what's the next chapter, you know. I've gone through several chapters of my life. I'm 69 years old. I don't know how many chapters I'll have in my life. But let's just say there'll be 100 chapters, okay? There's no way I'd believe I'm going to be lived 100 years old, but let's just say for the benefit of the doubt there'll be 100 chapters. Okay, well, if you take 100 minus 69, that's 31 chapters left in my life. What are those 31 chapters going to consist of? Well, let's talk about you and let's not talk about me. Let's just say that you're 40 years old and let's just say that you're going to live to the ripe old age of 95. Okay, that means 55 years of chapters left in your life. What are those chapters going to look like? You know, I've written 5 books, and I've never known the end chapter until I started the first chapter. You know, and sometimes I didn't know the end chapter until I got right down to the end. I didn't know what I was going to write in the next chapter. But let me tell you something. God has written all the chapters in your life, every single one of them. From the first chapter all the way to the last sentence that you breathe, your last breath. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. You know, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And you know what? There's no ending with God. There will be a last chapter of your physical life here on earth, but your life will last forever. The book will just have begun to be written when you die. Do you ever think about that? The book will first tell about the chapters that you were while you were living in this earth, but the book will begin just to be written when you die. That's when the book will really start. You know,
And it says that for God's people, their names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. It says that in the New Jerusalem, there's a tree of life with all manner of fruits, you know. And so, sometimes it's comforting to know, you know, we try to figure things out. It's very normal. It's very human for us as humans to try to think about the future and try to plan things out and try to figure things out. But what does the Bible say? The Bible says, consider the lilies of the field. They neither toil nor spin. And God in His glory, none is arrayed like one of these. It says that He is the one that gives the increase. And so I've been going through some things, and I was trying to think about the future. You know, I'm in the 69th chapter of my life, and I was thinking, well, what should I do for the next 20 years? You know, how should I spend my life? You know, I've been on sermon audio since like 2006, I think, and here it is 2023, and I plan to stay on sermon audio until I die. Continue to broadcast. I continue to plan on staying on all the other social media platforms, Facebook and YouTube, as long as they don't take me down. They took down another message today. They're censoring. YouTube is running a totalitarian regime. You know? But anyway, I had been kind of contemplating where I should be spending the lion's share of my time, you know, in addition to the social media platforms I'm on. And as you know, we own some rental property, and I was trying to decide what we should do in the future regarding that. And the answer kind of came to me, and of course I believe it was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit said, you know, you need to figure out how to replace your income in case something happens to your rental income. And you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, and you don't want to rely only on Social Security your whole life. And anyway, I'm just letting everyone know I've started a new endeavor, a new project. I'm not going to go into all the details, but it was an answer to prayer. It was an answer to prayer. And you all pray for me that God would lead and guide and direct me in this new endeavor. And I want to be able to try to, as best I can, provide for my family when I'm not around, so that they won't be destitute, you know, and that they will have, you know, they will have, their future will be secured. But I've got good news for God's people. We may have to go through persecution. We may have to end up rejecting the mark of the beast, and we may end up having our lives taken. But you know what? God's the one that is the architect. He's the one that has everything planned out. And He has our best interest at heart. In Ephesians it says that He works all things after the counsel of His own will. And He doesn't work all things after the counsel of your will or my will. He doesn't give man a free will and let them work out the details. It says He works all things after the counsel of His own will. You know, He's got the world in His hands. And so we may think, well, we've got all the answers and we know what we're doing and we're going to plan everything out. Let me tell you something. Don't even go there with me, because I don't believe it for one minute. I believe everything that happens for a reason in our lives. And look at the life of Joseph if you don't believe it. He told his brothers, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. So God in His providential hand cares for His children, even down to their hoary heads, the Bible says. Isn't that what it says? And he also says that, you know, that as many as are ordained to eternal life will believe, as well as this providential hand of God includes, I'm putting Mark to sleep over there, it includes the providential hand of God in salvation, as well as in all of the other areas of our life. You know, I remember the first time that God caused me to hear the gospel, the true gospel, not the false gospel, the true gospel. What a grand, what wonderful news that was to me when I heard the true gospel story. God caused me to hear it for the first time. And it's also good news to know that God has our backs. That He will provide the answer to us when we need an answer to what we should be doing with our lives. He will provide the answer for us. And He will provide the means and the ends to that. I'm glad to know that. You know, and a lot of people say, well, how can you be so cheerful when you know that all the disciples were martyred? Well, it was God's ordination that they be martyred, all the disciples except John, who was boiled in oil. Peter was hung upside down on a cross, you know. I believe the Apostle Paul, I believe his head was chopped off, I believe, the sword. But whatever God has ordained, we should rest in that, whether it's our life or death, whether it's our prosperity, whether it's our health, or whether it's disease, whether it's pain and suffering, or whether it's joy and bliss. We just went down Friday morning to a little town called Paris, Arkansas, and we went to a little place, a little cabin out, and I'll try to post those pictures if I can on Facebook for you. See, beautiful area. And it was very, very nice to get away for a couple days. Beautiful lakes down there, and the highest point in Arkansas, Mount Magazine. We went up there to the lodge and had lunch, and it was a good time of reflection. And like I said in the prior email, the psalmist says, "I will look to the hills from which cometh my strength. My strength cometh from the Lord." And we saw the hills overseeing Mount Magazine in Arkansas and the surrounding areas there. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way. And just remember that God's the one who works all things after the counsel of His own will. And if you're troubled about which way you should go or what decisions you should make, I have good news for the child of grace, and that is God will provide those answers to you. May the good Lord be with you today. Do we have a final selection? 25 Psalm 25C. I'll turn this around and you can say adios to Mark and Rosette.
Shall all who fear Him know,
the knowledge of his covenant he unto them will show. My eyes upon the Lord continually are set, for he it is that shall bring forth my feet out of the net.
We're going to have a fellowship call tonight. If you're interested in joining our Google call, if you'll email me, go to LarryWPhillips.com and say you'd like a link to our fellowship call. It starts at 7 o'clock Central tonight. We'd love to have you. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.